Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com. Daily Defense Studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. If you're watching me on the live stream, you see two microphones. You know, we're just toying with some stuff in here. That's why you didn't have a live stream yesterday. I apologize. But all of you in Radio Land, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. If you want to watch the show, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and you can watch us in the studio do what we do as we fight every single day on behalf of your right to keep and bear arms. And because this is the single fastest hour in radio, I'm going to tell you now, I don't have David Kodria with me, who just spent Monday and Tuesday, two great days with David. He's such an intellect. He's just wonderful. And boy, I'll tell you what, his writings, man, can he rap his prose. He's just flat out good. Make sure to check out everything David does, warongguns.com. But we'll go to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, is joining us from the great KQAM up in Wichita, Kansas. Andy, pleasure to have you here. Another great intellect. Speaking of intellects, dude. You know, if Amy Coney Barrett ever decides to become a rapper, she needs to become the notorious ACB. All right? Because I'm telling you what, man, that you are looking, this is a prediction from me, well in advance, years in advance, but I believe you're looking at the first female Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. This woman is nothing short of incredible. She is running circles around those Democrats. She got Feinstein. You know, wowed her with one of her responses. Feinstein just kind of smiled and said that was a great answer. Yet she's going to vote against her anyway. You know, it sure would be nice to see one of these Democrats do the right thing. And you say, you know what? I don't agree with some of her judicial philosophy, but boy, is she qualified. Smartest thing I've ever seen. I have no choice but to vote for her. That's not going to happen. But wishful thinking, right?
Yeah. Well, it's good to be with you, Mark. And you're right. I think I do see a Chief Justice Amy Coney Barrett here relatively soon in the next few years. I mean, she is absolutely rock solid. And when they tried to come after her for having notes or trying to be on a script, they showed him a blank pad, a notepad. So, I mean, well done on that one. And I disagree. I think that there will be some Democrats that actually cross over and vote for her at the end of the day in the Senate. I think that she's saying exactly the right thing. She's staying reserved. She's not being very political biased. In fact, she's saying that that's not her job to be. And so many questions thrown at her from the Democrats are politically biased and trying to be manipulated to try and catch her up for having some type of political bias one way or another, which is not the purpose of a Supreme Court justice. They're supposed to be objective. They're supposed to just interpret the Constitution, and that's it, with no political bias. So I think almost the whole interview process right now is a sham anyways, because they're trying to infiltrate by being politically biased while interviewing someone who's not supposed to be. And I think right. She's done a fantastic job so far. So I think there are a lot of Democrats that are maybe in some swing districts or maybe places where they're a little concerned for their elections, where they may say, you know what, I may not, like you said, may not agree with how she may judge on some of the issues, but she's being solid. She's doing exactly what a judge is supposed to do. And they may have some Democrats cross over and vote for her at the end of the day.
I'm not going to hold my breath, bro, because I think I'll drown. However, you could. It's hard to predict that one. You could, because this woman has done so exceptionally well. She is incredible. I've never seen anyone handle herself or himself like she is in front of any committee ever. She is literally dancing circles around these people, including the Republicans. I mean, she is of a superior intellect, okay? She truly is. To be able to go back into her mind with the specificity that she is doing, with no notes in front of her, without glancing around, by maintaining eye contact into what is complicated law, reasoning, et cetera, is just incredible. It's hard to wrap your head around with the performance that she is giving. But there's a couple things that I want to shed some light on here. I want you to shed some light on it. You're the guest. And that is, we found out first off the day the hearing started, the moment the hearing started, in the first line of questioning from Lindsey Graham, that she's a gun owner. What is that? What do you, when you know just that one simple fact, what do you take away from that?
Well, you would think as a gun owner that that's a huge sigh of relief. I mean, she has very limited conversation or rulings when it comes to the Second Amendment. There's been a couple comments that she's made, and so far from what we saw, at least on legal documents with opinions on cases, that she was rock solid with that. But the fact that the first question they ask is, yeah, you know, are you a gun owner? And she says, yeah. I mean, that should be a sigh of relief for every gun owner out there that, you know what, she gets it. It's not just a philosophical talking point. It's not just a constitutional platitude. It's not whatever. It's the fact that she's a law-abiding gun owner. She understands the importance of that, having seven kids, you know, many of them adopted, you know, being the soccer mom type of mentality, and the fact that she owns a firearm. That should be a major sigh of relief for gun owners to know that she's going to rule, for the most part, probably pretty solid on the Second Amendment issues when they come to her desk as a Supreme Court justice.
All right, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate with you here, because Dianne Feinstein admitted to being a gun owner and having a concealed weapons permit. Dianne Feinstein, let me remind you, in 1992, stated, and I quote, "If I could have done it, Mr. and Mrs. America, 51% turn them all in, I would have done it. But I didn't have the votes." In other words, Dianne Feinstein told a news camera, I can't even say that word without wanting to barf. Sorry for the visual. But puke, whatever you want, vomit, whatever. Heave. I'm sorry. News.
You want to Biden?
What a joke. Yeah, don't get me. We're going to go to Biden in a little bit. He's running for the Senate. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about where he's running this. I don't even think he knows. But the fact of the matter is, she told national television cameras, let me put it that way, that she would have voted to confiscate all firearms in this country if she had had the votes to do it. And I don't think people realize how close we are in this country to that happening. Heller, 5-4, could have swung the other way. We'd have no individual right. We'd have to look for another case and hope to God it got heard. Okay, let's go back now to McDonald. 5-4. Could have swung the other way, Andy. We're very close. But the point that I'm making is the hypocritical liberal progressive left loves their guns. They love the Capitol Police having guns. They love their own guns in their own homes. They hate your guns, and they'll take them away. So, again, I play devil's advocate. Could that be the case with her? I doubt it, based on what we've seen in the ruling, particularly her 37-page dissent in Cantor, which I've read back and forth, upside down, you know, five ways from Sunday. But you never know, do you, how she might vote or how anybody might vote on any given case, hence why the Supreme Court didn't take one of the 10 before them because of Roberts, who voted in our favor in both Heller and McDonald. And they don't know what the hell he's going to do now.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, she could. You're right. It's always for us to be on guard, to continue to fight for what we need to. And she very well could have that Second Amendment. She could have that firearm. She could have that concealed carry, but yet vote against it at the end of the day. But I highly doubt it. I mean, looking at what she's done, the way she answers questions, what she's done in the past with her opinions on this issue. I mean, like you said, I mean, she's been solid on it. And the fact that, I mean, just look at the type of person, the type of lifestyle they have between Amy Coney Barrett and Dianne Feinstein. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, I don't know if she has any kids or not. I don't know if anybody would want to have kids with Dianne Feinstein. But, I mean, look at Amy Coney Barrett. She's got seven kids. She's got a couple that are adopted. She's got an entire family. And this was, you know, she would go to court and then she would take her kids to soccer practice at the end of the day. She understands the importance of needing to be safe and secure with the lifestyle that she had. So if anybody would understand the need for Second Amendment protection, going out, going grocery shopping or going to the soccer field, whatever it may be, she would be the one to understand that way more than I think Dianne Feinstein would, who has been in public office for how many years and has security detail with her all the time and has maybe forgotten that maybe she did carry a firearm, you know, 30 years ago when she first got into office. I don't know. But I'm sure that the Washington, D.C. lifestyle has pretty much changed her ways there to where she's kind of forgotten what the middle class, the average American, actually goes through every day, which is typical for most left-wing Democrats right now.
You know, that's typical for all politicians in Washington, D.C. The swamp is filled with creatures on both sides of the aisle. Let's not forget that. But that's very true. But again, this goes back to the hypocrisy that is liberalism. Liberalism reeks of hypocrisy. Liberalism itself is hypocrisy. It's okay for me, not for thee. It's the ultimate hypocrisy, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. When you can have an individual like Michael Bloomberg or Dianne Feinstein who speaks nowhere without armed security, nowhere about the need to infringe on my right to keep and bear arms while they are surrounded by the very firearms they would deprive me the use of. Hypocrisy. Well, put whatever expletive you want in front and back behind it. It's up to you. But you know what I'm saying. When we come back, more with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason with KQAM. And somebody in here, Julio, says, hey, man, with regarding ACB, call her MCACB, baby. Be back right after this. You killed me on that one, Julio. Thanks.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. Inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone with you and for you. All of it being brought to you by X Insurance. They are getting inundated with calls. Let me tell you something about that real quick. First off, make sure to visit GunBroker.com. It's free. You guys are killing it over there. And in this environment today, in today's retail environment, man, I'm telling you, if you can't find it out there, and a lot of you can't, some of you can. I've been to a couple gun shops that were pretty well stocked. I've been to a couple that I didn't like the pricing. I thought it was a little bit much. But nonetheless, supply and demand will do that. Capitalism. If you find it out there, great, good for you, buy it. If you can't find it, make sure to visit gunbroker.com, because I can promise you it's there. 1.5 million auctions, a lot of them with the buy now, but you don't have to worry about getting it in auction if you don't want to, if you're not comfortable doing that. But you will enjoy the experience, I can promise you that. Let me go over to X Insurance quickly, because there's I'm getting more and more information. I'm learning so much every single day. And I've been telling you I was going to talk about my policy, but the guest lineup has been so strong over the last few days, I haven't had an opportunity to do that with you. I do promise that I will get to it this week, because I have to on a couple of different fronts. But here's what I want to ask you to do today. If you're not carrying a gun in today's environment and you are a law-abiding citizen, I think you're crazy. Andy Hoosier, you would agree with that, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, if you're not carrying a gun in today's environment, I think you're nuts. If you are a law-abiding citizen, do whatever you have to do in your particular state. Millions of your fellow Americans are doing just that, and exercise your right to keep and bear arms. The more of us that do that speaks volumes to the politicians who want to take them away from us, number one. So it's a statement. Number two, it's just the prudent thing to do in today's environment. Now, I don't know where you happen to be. Where you live, you could be in a big urban environment, you could be in a rural environment, it doesn't matter. Bad things happen everywhere. Those of you who don't believe that are walking around with blinders on in denial, and denial can get you killed. So make sure to take your self-defense seriously. And your first step, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, and I say that for a reason, is because in order to begin taking your personal self-defense seriously, you have to understand and accept the fact that, yes, something bad can, in fact, happen to me, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why everybody ends up getting it at the end of the day, is they always see a shooting or something that happens in their community where they say, wow, I never thought that could happen near me or near my home or in my community. And guess what? Concealed carry ends up spiking all over in that area.
20 million, according to the crime research, John Lotz, Crime Prevention Research Center, the CPRC. Now, let me take that a step further and go to X Insurance for just a second, Andy, because I don't want people to be misled. I want people to know the facts. I've learned a lot over the last several months. If you carry a firearm for self-defense, now you can have an insurance policy that will protect you. And I don't mean a member benefit, join an association, or go over there and have to train your butt off 1 million times. Look, the fact of the matter is, most Americans are not going to go out and play Johnny Rambo day after day after day, okay? The vast majority of people who in this country buy guns, and I love that. Don't get me wrong. I've played Johnny Rambo many times. It's a lot of fun. I don't know where Johnny Rambo came up, Andy, but I guess it just was in my head for some reason, like Johnny Rambo. But nonetheless, the fact of the matter is most Americans will buy a gun and they will put it in a drawer. They will put it in a safe. They will keep it near whatever. They may keep it in a car and hope and pray to God, like I do, that you never have to use it. But if you do that, and God forbid you do have to use it, or God forbid worse, there's an accident and someone gets hurt, you want to make sure that you're covered. That insurance exists today, okay? And it exists for you specifically in a sense that I had no idea, Andy, that it was out there. But I don't use crap, unrated garbage to insure my home. I have USAA insuring my home, okay? USAA is an A-rated carrier. Most people know who USAA is, a very large bank. They hold notes on my cars. I do a lot of business with them. Okay, I invest some things through them in their financial areas. They also insure my automobiles and my children. Okay, I place great faith in them. They're A-rated. I have A-rated for my boat with Geico Marine, and I have A-rated for my life. Why would I do any less? X Insurance is an A-rated program. Just give them a call. Go look at this. If you have a gun in your home, for God's sakes, get some protection. It's just pennies a day when you look at what it gives you. I've got a large policy with them now. And, you know, I would never go back to a member benefit deal that who I don't even know who's insuring it, let alone what their rating is. So I'm asking you to do those things. If you have one of those programs, fine. And get out of it everything that you can get out of it for whatever reason you're a member. But when it comes to coverage, go get yourself a real insurance policy and pay for it and be covered. I hate to see anybody get themselves in a situation and it could have been fixed. I hate to see that, Andy. All right, dude. Let's go back now. You know what? Julio Sanchez sends a message here for me. It says MCACB, and it cracked me up while you were talking, Andy, and anybody who was watching me. I didn't want them to think I was laughing at you. All right. So here's the deal. I want you to give me the rundown on ACB, then we're going to change the subject. Go ahead and put an exclamation point. We got a good one here, brother, I think we do.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think she's done absolutely fantastic. And you can tell even in the questionings day after day is that they started off very harsh, even from the, especially from the Democrats, trying to go after her, trying to catch her up, trying to do the ahas, or just trying to make their stupid remarks with their political agenda. But already just a few days into this, the questions are way different. They're nicer. They're more respectable. And for the most part, there's still some Democrats that are still, you know, going nuts. I mean, you see Amy Klobuchar that's literally upset that she didn't get the nomination. And she openly said that she's a little jealous that she didn't get the nomination for the Supreme Court. So, I mean, you get some of those. Cory Booker, of course, tried to ask her about racism and should we denounce white supremacy and all this other stupid crap. So there's still that ridiculousness. But overall, outside of the fringe mob that wants to try and make a political statement, most of them on that committee are being more civil. Like you had mentioned, they're smirking and smiling a little bit with her comments because she is spot on. We couldn't have had a better selection. And I think that top grade selection just shows the type of president that we have nominating these types of people. So as we remember going into the general election, that I saw a story from The Week trying to say that, well, Donald Trump's job is done for those that showed up in 2016 to the polls just because of the Supreme Court issue. And now that he's nominated them, he doesn't serve a purpose anymore and we need to vote him out. This just shows the character of the president choosing the character of someone going on to the Supreme Court. And we could potentially have more choices here in the next couple of years if he's president. We need to make sure that continues on because I think that's a reflection both on her and the president.
Yeah, it also shows the low IQ of the individual that makes the statements. I saw that same piece, so I'm familiar with what you're talking about. And by the way, I am getting a news stream here showing me that First Lady Melania Trump is COVID free. So that's a beautiful thing, too. Good to know. All right. I'm going to switch over to Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, we're going to get ready to take a break here, Andy. But Kyle Rittenhouse, of course, the kid up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who is being railroaded by prosecutors who are appeasing the mob. And I don't think it's going to bode well for them. But unfortunately, it's going to put this kid's life on hold. It's going to do tremendous financial damage to he and his family in the process. It is just the nature of the beast. And, you know, again, I have to say this, you know, when you're carrying a firearm, there are risks. And Kyle found that out. Even when you're defending your life, there are risks. Okay, these are things you need to think about when you buy a gun and when you carry a gun. You need to think, what happens if I have to use this gun? When we come back, there's been a charge in the Rittenhouse with somebody else involving Rittenhouse. I'll tell you about it when we come back. But maybe a step in the right direction, a couple developments there. We'll clue you in when we get back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios here on the Car Arms. Beautiful platinum RE20 microphone, and all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. I'm going to continue to drive that home, man. It is just so vital and so important, that insurance policy. Man, if you own a gun, cover yourself. Just X Insurance, go do it. Cover yourself. Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM. Let's talk a little bit about Kyle Rittenhouse. And let's make some political predictions around Kyle Rittenhouse and have some fun with this. Sound like a plan?
Yes, sir.
Do we have Andy there? There we are. We got you, Andy?
Yep. I got you.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Rittenhouse. A couple developments in Rittenhouse case today. Two things. First off, a Fox headline that came across, man who fired shots before Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha charged. So that's good to see. The defendant is seen walking in the same area, holding his right arm upwards and firing off one shot from his handgun, a criminal complaint said. Now, let me read you something from Fox News that just discredits Fox News in my eyes. OK, the man who admitted firing gunshots before Kyle Rittenhouse gunned down two people. Come on, man. Come on, man. Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself from people who were trying to kill him. One of them had a handgun. The other two were beating him with skateboards. Well, they found out that skateboards don't go too well up against a semi-automatic rifle. And the one who got his elbow blown off ought to be counting his blessings. It was only his elbow. The other one, the other two found out
probably shouldn't take on the rifle. So when you see reporting like that, first let's start off with this. The fact that at least somebody else was charged for firing a round, pretty good development, right?
Correct.
All right. Rittenhouse now charged with 2 counts of murder. I think he's going to skate. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that they could go after. I mean, the media can try and twist it, manipulate it all they want to with the story by saying that he gunned them down or that he was carrying some assault rifle or that it was unnecessary for him to carry such a big weapon. Whatever they want to try and do, they can try that, but it's not going to fly very well. When there's video documentation of him running down the street with people chasing him, when they realize that skateboards aren't just a social warrior skateboarders, dude, and it's not going to fly very well just because they had a skateboard and he had a firearm, so therefore he was way more scary, and they're going to try and come out that, you know, they were intimidated because of his firearm. Well, obviously the videos don't show anything like that, so they can throw whatever they want to at him. The only thing that they could try and say that he shouldn't have been there because he lived in a town nearby, that he shouldn't have had the firearm because it wasn't registered to him. I mean, they can try and go after those cases. But to say that he was the evil one trying to come after individuals, that skateboarders are just the social justice warriors, and that they're legitimate to try and attack him while he's got an evil, scary firearm, in the eyes of the law, none of that makes sense. And you're right, they can try and make those assumptions, but it's not going to work in court.
Yeah, and this type of reporting, I mean, this, as far as I'm concerned, you know, who wrote that? Louis Cassiano, Fox News. I have no idea who that is. Never spoken to Louis Cassiano before. Louis Cassiano, don't know if I'm pronouncing the name right. Don't really care. But this type of reporting is hysterical. It's, I guess hysterical is probably the best way to describe it, I think. You know, it's incendiary. They write things like this to make it sound that way. But it also insinuates that this kid is a criminal. He gunned down. He defended himself, and he should never have been charged. This is a political persecution. Now, something about those skateboards before we go to the second development in this thing today. Andy, have you ever noticed that rioters around the country, that there seem to be lots of skateboards at these riots? Have you noticed that? It's not just me, right?
Yeah, they seem to work wonders when it comes to trying to shatter the window of a Starbucks to get your free latte.
Yeah, and there's more to it than just that, though, and I'll tell you about what that is. It's designed. These individuals on skateboards play a role in the mob during a riot as the riot is forming because it's organized. These individuals are able to move out ahead in the crowd. That's why they have the skateboard so that they can maneuver quickly through the crowd. They're able to go back on radios, walkie-talkies, to tell people who are organizing back behind the scenes what's going on up ahead, where law enforcement is, et cetera, where they want to move the mob. This is all by design. It's not coincidental. It's not the fact that, you know, skateboarders, dude, just like to go out and riot, bro. You know, they're skateboarding for a reason. Part of the organization. It's part of how that is organized. That's why they're there. That's why you see them at every single riot. And they're also being very, very well funded. Now, that's a whole different discussion, by the way. Let's move over now to the second development in this case. The prosecutor in Wisconsin has refused to bring weapons charges against Kyle Rittenhouse. That's a good thing, Andy, because it's just one less thing that he and his attorneys have to worry about. And they can focus strictly on those bogus charges. And they're going to free him. That kid, I guarantee you, that kid is going to walk. But it's going to come at great expense. Your thoughts on all of that?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the less they try and come after him for, the better that we can focus on an actual defense for, you know, just common sense and the fact that the truth is on our side. They can try and call him a racist in the media and in public and from the Democrat side, voters or whoever. They can call him a racist. They can call him a terrorist. They can say whatever they want to about him. But again, it comes down to the law, and the law says that obviously he was allowed to have that firearm. He's allowed to defend himself. And when you're being attacked by a crazy mob of individuals with a handgun, by the way, and he was not the one to fire the first shots, then yeah, he did everything right. And as you had talked about earlier before too, last time I came on, you had talked about just his abilities in that situation, which they tried to attack his credibility and try to defame him at the very beginning too, when he was just, you know, a part of the back the blue and supported law enforcement and had all these quote unquote radical positions on social media by supporting law enforcement, being a diehard supporter of, you know, the rule of law. What a crazy concept. So they've already tried to dismantle his character from day one, and they can do that all they want to. But again, it comes down to the court of law, and these guys don't have a case other than just trying to attack his character, which, I mean, unfortunately could hurt him down the road long term, as he's just a young kid trying to get a career and trying to actually grow himself. So that could damage him down the road. But right now, I mean, you're right. I truly believe that he's going to walk away from this at the end of the day.
You know, let's talk about the kid, Nick, I forget his last name, who was portrayed by the media as being racist for standing face to face with the aggressor American, the Native American Indian who came up and approached that those high school kids, beating a drum arrogantly in his face. Okay. Who wound up, we later found out, was in fact really the aggressor. And the media went after that kid. He has sued everybody for $250 million. He's getting settlements all over the place. I can see this happening with Rittenhouse. This kid's attorneys have already made statements that they're, you know, and his mother came out and said they're out there saying he's a white supremacist, part of a group. That's what they do. That's their bullet point. That's what the left does. They will destroy you to move their agenda forward. They couldn't care less. And surprisingly, I haven't seen it with Barrett, but she's so smart. She's just got them all. They don't know what to do with her. She's outfoxed them all in more ways than one, and it's been beautiful to watch. But I can see Rittenhouse doing the same thing when this is all said and done. What do you think?
And he should. He absolutely should. They should come out after he walks away from it and say, you know, the defamation cases to try and attack character is completely. Look, I mean, the Democrats, they are so desperate right now. And they've been backed into a corner so many times from not understanding how Trump works, not understanding how the 2016 election worked and how they could predict him to actually get into the White House. The attacks on racism, on sexism, on the homophobic, on whatever else they want to attack him on, then the whole virus thing. They think they've got him every step of the way, and it hasn't worked. And it falls in line with everybody that supported Trump that's been on the right side of the aisle that's actually trying to promote a conservative value. We've caught on to their game. It worked for years and years and years since, you know, really FDR all the way back then, and it's worked for them for the long-term goal. It's not working anymore. They've changed the definitions of so many words that we don't know what things stand for any longer. You can try and name call to the point where you say, you know what? I don't care what you call me because I know who I am, and people are turning away from it. So you know what? We've caught on to their game, and whether it's President Trump or whether it's Kyle Rittenhouse, we understand their platform. We understand how they do it, and it's not going to work anymore.
Just like they're trying to change the term court packing, they're trying to make it look like a sitting president fulfilling his constitutional obligation and duty to fill a vacancy on the court is court packing. They're actively engaged in it. Hijacking the language, leave it to a Democrat. Ain't that just like a socialist? We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free,
of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
In fact, that is true. You are. It's a face palm to your it's a palm to your face type thing. It's such a no-brainer. You drink Defender Coffee and you designate where you want the profit to go. I go to the Second Amendment Foundation. I don't have to reach in my pocket, pull out any more change. I do what I do anyway, just drink coffee. And they get a nice donation every year from Defender Coffee. And believe me, it's nice when we see that happen. Please support all of our partners. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, PulseTV.com/armed. X Insurance, I got to keep driving that home. I have the policy myself. It's like I tell my kid, when he does something, finally does something that I tell him, you're going to really like driving the truck, for example, when he was learning. He was intimidated by it because it's bigger than the car he was learning how to drive in. I said, once you get used to it, you're going to love it. Now he's constantly wanting my truck. Right? That comes with. I keep telling him, you're going to love it. If I tell you to put mayonnaise on that ham sandwich, you're really going to enjoy it. Well, that's what happens. When I'm telling you about X Insurance, I have it myself. Okay, and I wouldn't steer you wrong on this stuff. And I have it for a reason, because it's real. Man, oh man, I just some marketing techniques out there that I hate seeing people be sold a bill of goods. MyPillow.com, promo code AAR, CarArms, GunBroker.com. Please, it's free. It's free to go there. Just go there. Sign up at GunBroker.com. You'll enjoy it. Second Amendment Foundation, donate if you can. North American Arms, and as I said, Defender Coffee, DefenderCoffee.com, and the promo code is AAR. Get 15% off on everything and give the profits to Second Amendment Foundation. No-brainer stuff. Andy, where I wanted to take you next, but because of something you said before the break, I'm going to have to take you to that first, and hopefully we'll make it to an article by Larry Keene that references our good friend Stephen Gutowski at a Heritage Foundation webinar that he spoke at. and some things that he was talking about relative to new gun owners, and what, when he interviewed them, some of the things they were saying, people who thought they would never buy a gun before, but are now part of the millions of Americans who are buying guns because they're scared to death of what they're seeing Biden and Harris voters do in their city streets. So having said that, I got to go back first to what you said. You said they don't understand how Trump works. Okay. And I got to thinking about that profound statement, but it's true. They don't understand how Trump works. Can I explain to you why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw a hat one day, not too long ago, that said, make the Democrats Americans again. Okay. Now, the what that's referring to is, because let's end the socialism here, guys, okay? This is America. Of course, Democrats are Americans, all right? But the irony there is it's referring to this. We're not a socialist nation. The party has gone so far left. What they don't understand about how Trump works is Trump is doing nothing but being patriotic. He is simply playing to Americans' patriotism. Wave the flag. When you get the award, you don't take a knee. Real American men don't bend a knee to anybody but God. If you want to complain and protest, stand on a box, raise the flag higher, because this is the country that allows you to do that, LeBron. Not communist China that you're taking millions from. They kill you over there or take you from your family and lock you up. And you're breaking rocks somewhere no one's ever heard of and no one's ever going to see you again. Okay, so that's all he's doing, Andy, is saying, I'm going to fight for you. I'm defending. Listen to the message. I'm defending law enforcement. I'm going to rebuild the economy, which was the greatest this country had ever seen. Lowest unemployment in every demographic group this country had ever seen. I'm going to rebuild the military. I'm going to get us out of foreign wars we don't need to be in so our kids aren't dying over there. We're going to take America first. We're going to wave the flag. We're going to rah, rah, rah. We're going to support this country. Wow. And isn't it remarkable that the Democrats hate that?
Yeah. Well, and I would go as far as the media, too, is that the fact that they just don't understand how to cover it. I mean, the Democrats and the media, look, they're the ones that are the ones that have the 10-year plans are used to politicians that just come out with an idea and they talk about it and then they just kind of move on and forget all about it. And there's a study that's done for 10 years and we can't act upon it. I mean, Trump's a go-getter and a doer. And the media, I don't think, or the Democrats know how to handle that. Instead, they focus on what he tweets and all the, you know, remarks that he makes, or the fact that he talks funnier, that he talks in over exaggerations, and he gets all, you know, we're going to do this and it's the best thing that we've ever seen in our entire life. And they focus on that when he's done.
That was pretty good, by the way, bro.
But I've been working on
that.
That
was pretty good.
There we are. But I mean, they don't focus on what he actually does by the deregulation and by growing the economy, because they don't know how to cover something like that. So I think there's more depth to Donald Trump than what anybody realizes or understands or even can comprehend, because while they're out there covering his, you know, his comments to the media or stupid things, or the fact that he won't denounce white supremacy, which is false and a lie and all this other garbage, you know, he's out doing things that they don't know. I think it's incompetence in the sense that they don't want to cover it. They just don't know how to cover it. For example, I used this example on the show yesterday. With their lack of understanding for him, they've been railing on Trump for being out of funds in the election, right, and that he's out of campaign funds, that he's borrowing money, and all these lies, which are just untrue. All I got to do is go to the Open Records Act and see that he's gotten way more money than what Joe Biden has ever gotten. And the fact that, by the way, small contributions, $200 or less donated to Trump, are more so to Trump than what Joe Biden has received in large contributions from unions and large corporations. So it's just not true. And Trump tweeted about it yesterday as well, talking about it. And the fact that he has invested all his money, not on campaign ads on TV and on radio like every other politician does. He's hired people to actually do grassroots campaigning, which Republicans are always known to do very, very well at local levels. And he's doing it on a grand national scale, hiring people to actually knock on doors and talk to people. And it's a solid election campaign tactic that most presidential campaigns don't actually do. And even said, he's like, if I run out of money, I'll throw some more personal money into it. It's not a big deal to me, but we're doing really, really well. I mean, the RNC just raised over $1 billion over the last few months because of everything going on. So the media can lie, but they don't understand the depthness of the Republicans and Donald Trump right now, which by default, they don't understand the American people.
Well, that's exactly correct. That's where I wanted to take that to its because that's the logical conclusion. The logical conclusion when you follow that argument that Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, just reasoned out for you exceptionally well and articulately is exactly that. You can draw no other conclusion than the media simply doesn't understand the American people. That's evidenced by their reporting, how that and even more so, Andy, by the lies of omission, what they fail to tell us. As if they think we don't know that they're not telling us this. You know, I got to say, just because it's funny, we're not going to have any time to go into Larry Keene's deal. I'll probably cover that this week. I think it's a very important piece. Maybe I'll bring Stephen Gutowski on myself, guys, himself to talk about it this week, which would be fun. But you know, when you I tried to get through CBS this morning. I was moving through the daily shows the other day and. I saw Jane Pauley, and I just thought to myself, first thing I thought was, she still out there? Number one. And number two, because I don't watch that crap. But number two, just listening to this news drone voice about, you know, our cameras. Now I'm getting cut off. God, get the time. Yeah. All right. Andy, I'm sorry.
Let me say this real quick. Mark, Armed American Radio, it's the greatest show you'll ever listen to. It's Bigly. You always want to listen to it because it's fantastic.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, now the voice of DJT. Thanks, Andy, for everything that you do, brother, and for hosting the show that you host. And KQAM, you got a good one up there in Wichita, guys. We love you. We're going to be on your airwaves there in just a couple hours. And I think we follow Andy's show, actually. So thanks, Andy, for being on here before our show today. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I wanted to have some fun with that CBS and Jane Pauley. Maybe we'll cover that tomorrow. Anyway, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can, and they don't want us to. Xinsurance.com, gunbroker.com, studios, car, arms, microphone lit up for you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.